Okay, we left off halfway down Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, so today we're going to do the rest of Chav Vav Amud Beis, maybe Chav Zayin Amud Aleph also, so we'll try to get two Amudim in over here. The Gemara was going through proofs when you do a Kinyan Agav, when you make a Kinyan on a Chatzer, and through that Kinyan on the Chatzer, you're also Kona Metatel and together with it. So the Gemara was trying to prove whether you need Tzibarnu Menachem, do you need the Metatelin to be in that land when you make the Kinyan on that land. So we already had two rayas in the last year, so now we're going to go on to a third raya, and a fourth, and a fifth. Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. Dom Rav Yudah Marav, Maisa Bademecha, there was a story with a person who needed to make a kinyan, and there was a machlokas what the story was with this person. Some say Shechala b'Yerushalayim, Rabbi Eliezer, that he was very ill in Yerushalayim, and we follow Rabbi Eliezer that even a person who's dying needs to do an actual Maisa kinyan. You need to actually do an act of kinyan and can't just rely on words. V'amila bari haya karabanan. And some say no, the guy could not have been dying. If he was dying, then he wouldn't need a kinyan at all. He could just say words. We had a concept, divrei shchivmira kiksuv v'nekumsurim dami. When a person is dying, just saying the words would make the kinyan. So this guy must have been a healthy person, and therefore there was a need for a kinyan. So this fellow, he had a lot of metaltlin, and he wanted to give it away as a gift. They said the only way to do it is by making a kinyan on karka, and together with that kinyan on karka, the metaltlin will be nikna. So what did this guy do? He went and he bought karka that you could plant a quarter of a kav of grain in, near Yerushalayim, and he said, tevach al tevach leploni. One tefach by one tefach of this land should go to so-and-so. V'imo me'atzon me'achavios. And together with the kinyan that I'm making on that karka to this guy, he should also get 100 sheep and 100 barrels of whatever. V'meis, and then the person died. V'kimu chammes devarav. And chammes said, yeah, that worked. The kinyan worked. Not only does the person that he gave it to own the land, but he owns all that metatalin. Ooh, there's no way that 100 sheep and 100 barrels fit on one tefach by one tefach of land. So v'yam rabim and siburim, if you hold that you need it to all be piled up on the land, tefach al tefach l'may chazi, why would a tefach by tefach be enough? So don't you see that you don't need, isn't this a proof that you don't need it to be all piled up on the land? Answer gemara, hacha b'mayaskinan lidmei. The case over here is that he wanted to give the matana as money, meaning he wasn't saying I'm giving you actual 100 sheep and 100 barrels. He was saying I'm giving you the value of 100 sheep and 100 barrels, and certainly you can pile up that amount of money on a tefach by tefach of land. Hachinam mistavra, and it's most logical to assume that he was talking about the value of the sheep and the barrels. Because if you're going to say that he was literally talking about 100 sheep and 100 barrels, so then then let him do a kinyan chalipin. Why does he have to do a whole kinyan agav? Chalipin would have been good enough. But if you say that we're talking about money, you understand why he didn't do a chalipin, because you can't acquire money with chalipin, but you can acquire sheep and barrels with chalipin. So says the Gemara, velamai lidmei. So what, you want to say that it was all about acquiring money? Well then, nikninu ne'alei b'mashicha. Why couldn't you just do a kinyan mashicha on the money? The case must have been that the guy who was receiving the gift wasn't there, so he couldn't do the Mashicha. So Achinami over here also, we could say, why didn't he do Chalipin? I'll tell you why he didn't do Chalipin. You need the recipient there in order to do Chalipin, and the recipient wasn't there. So the Gemara explains why they couldn't be Makna the Tzon in the barrel without the Makabal Matana there. Why can't you have someone else be Kona it for that other party? Let him be, so the recipient's not going to be there. So have someone serve as Shaliach to receive it for him. Answers Gemara, Lo Sam Chadaite. He would not have been comfortable doing this, Savar, because he's going to think that you have to be Choshesh, that the person is going to take the Metaltalin to Shamit Va'achaluhu. And when he takes it, he's going to use it incorrectly. He's going to use it inappropriately. So he's going to take it for himself. So because of that, we decided that they have to do a Kinyan Agav. So it says, well, then why does it say, why did the Chum say, in lo takana, that the only option is to do a kinyan agav. No, there are other ways to do it. It's just that he was choshesh, that he didn't want the guy to use them. So what's the? How can you say the only way to do it is kinyan agav? No, what it means to say is l'may delo samcha daite, because of his concern that he's worried that someone's going to use it inappropriately. Then the only solution was that would actually address his concern was to do a kinyan agav. Now the Gemara brings raya number four, that you don't, whether you need tzibarnu menachim, or whether you need the metalton piled on the karka. Tashma, Meister Ram Gamliel Zakenim Shoyba Misfina. One time Ram Gamliel and the Zakenim were going on a boat, and they remembered that Ram Gamliel had fruits in his house that he never allowed authorized the people in his house to be mafresh trumas and maestros on these fruits, and he wanted, while he was on the boat, to take trumas and maestros so that if anyone in his house eats these fruits, they should not be in violation of eating tevel, of eating fruits that trumas and maestros were not taken from. But Rav Gamliel wasn't with the fruits, so what did he do? Amar Rav Gamliel Zakenim. Rav Gamliel said to the Zakenim, Isur Shani Asad Lamud, the 1/10 of the fruits that I'm going to ultimately measure out and be mafresh and designate when I come back home should be maestro rishon. And therefore I'm giving it to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who was a Levi and who was with him on a boat. Umakomo, and the land that 10% of the fruits is on right now, Muskolo, I'm renting to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi so that he will be able to be kona of the fruits along with the land. I mean, I can rent him the land right now by him giving me $1. And when I'm renting him that land, he can be kona with his land now, also the fruits that are on top of it. V'yisur achir shani asu lamar, another 10% that I'm going to measure out, nosal Akiva ben Yosef, I'm giving to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was a gabbai tzedakah, and there's something called maiser ani. In the 3rd and 6th year of the Shemitah cycle, you give maiser ani, you give 10% to a poor person. So I'm giving it to Rabbi Akiva, kadeshi yiskabal aniyim, so that he could acquire it on behalf of the aniyim. Umakamu muskalon, I'm renting the area where it is. Shema mina abir and siburumba. So apparently we see from there that you need the metaltlin to be piled up on the land, because he's renting out the land where this metaltlin is currently situated. So Gemara says, nah, we could reject this raya. Shiny hasam kiechid lo litrichinu. Maybe over there it's different. Rami Gamliel was makvid to dafka lend them or rent them that piece of land so that when they get back home they're not going to have to rush and take the miser from the land, you know, because they would feel bad that it's sitting on Rami Gamliel's property. So Rami Gamliel is trying to make life easier for them by saying, don't worry, it's not a burden that it's sitting on my property, because to the contrary, it's on your property, meaning I'm renting you that land, so it's actually your property. But it doesn't prove anything. So now the Gemara is going to bring one last raya about this issue of whether, I think it's the last raya, whether you need the metalton to be piled on the land in order to do a kinyan agav. Tashma, the Gemara says, 5th raya. There are two separate dinim about riding a shtar on a field. One of them is that if a person says to Edim, Zichu b'sada zu l'ploni, I want you to make a kinyan chazaka for ploni, for so-and-so, on this field, the kisvu lo es ashtar, and then write a shtar as proof for the kinyan, and that's what they do. They make a chazaka on the karka for this guy, and he feels bad and he wants to back out on the kinyan, or he backs out on his agreement to write the shtar. So chozer b'shtar, he could back out on his agreement to write the shtar, and then those edim are not allowed to write the shtar. But the eino chozer b'sada, he's not allowed to back out on the commitment to write the field, because to give the field, because they already were machzik in the field for that guy. So the guy already was koned. It's too late. The second din is if he says al minas shetichtu v'lo es hashtar, I want you to be koned this field for this guy on the condition that you write a shtar. Then chozer b'mishtar b'mesada. Then you could be chozer. You could back out on the commitment to write the shtar and on the commitment to give the field, because since the shtar was not yet given, the condition was not yet fulfilled, and therefore there was no kinyan that was actually done. There are three dinim about writing a shtar on a field. The first two dinim are the dinim that we just said, that if you say, I want you to be called this field for so-and-so and to write a shtar for him, you could back out on the shtar, but not on the field. But if you say be called this field on the condition that you write a shtar, as long as the shtar is not yet written, you could back out on both. And idach, the third halacha is, im kada mocher v'kasav lo es hashtar. If the seller writes a shtar to the buyer before a kinyan was made on the field, but kaosa shashaninu, like we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Babasra, kosvim shtar lemocher afal pi she'en lokeach imo. A scribe is allowed to write a shtar before any kinyan is done, so that the seller will have a shtar ready, even though the buyer is not there, and the seller will have it ready to make the kinyan. And we don't say that since the date that's written in the shtar is going to be before the kinyan's actually made, that this is what we call a shtar muktam. It's a misdated, predated shtar and is therefore possible. No, kivan shehechzik imo bekarka, since the lokeach was kona this karka, nikne shtar bekal makom shehu. As soon as lokeach acquires this karka, he acquires the shtar wherever it might be. So shema mina lo beinan siburim ba. So you see from here that you don't need whatever metaltum you're acquiring to be piled up on the karka, because here he's acquiring the shtar, but the shtar is b'kol makom shehu, wherever it might be, even though it's not clearly not on the karka. So the Gemara tries to reject the raya. The Gemara says, no, shiny shtar daf sira da aruhu. Maybe a shtar is different because it's like the leash of the land, like a leash on an animal. So it's like the way to hand to hold on to the land. So it's considered part of the karka. It goes together with the karka. The shtar of that karka wouldn't need to be piled up, but maybe when it comes to other metaltolin, you would need it piled up on the land. So Gemara says, "I v'ha'ala katani," where on this din that the shtar it can be kona, you could be going to the shtar with the kinyan agav. We learned from Chia Barabin said in the name of Huna, Zui Shashaninu Nechasim Sheila Machayas Nikum Nechasim Sheisha Machayas Bekasim Shtar B'Chazaka, that this is exactly a typical example of kinyan agav. So don't tell me that a shtar is different, because we said specifically about acquiring the shtar with the land that this is a prototypical, classical example of a kinyan agav. So shema mina lo beinan siburim ba, shema mina. So you see from here that you don't need it to be piled up on the land. You don't need the metalton to be piled up on the land in order to make the kinyan agav. And that ultimately is a proof. So that's main point number one, is that after five proofs, the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that if you want to be kona metaltalin agav karka, the metaltalin does not need to be present in the karka. Now the Gemara raises a question. Yibayluhu, mi beinon agav olo? Do you need, with a kinyan agav, that the seller should tell the buyer explicitly that I want you to be kona the karka and the metaltalin agav the karka? Or maybe you don't need to actually say that. You don't need to say the word agav. Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya. Dekatani kolhani velo katani agav. All of these mishnayos and brisos, these five rayas that we just brought, all were about kinyan agav. Not a single one of them mentioned the word agav. So don't you see that you don't need to say agav? The Gemara says, "Ultemech kani mikatani." But you know, what does it say in them that the mocher is kona? He says kona is a metaltalin, and if he doesn't say that, it's clear that he's not kona the metaltalin. But he doesn't say that word either. So ella, you have to say adam or kani. Clearly, even though it doesn't say the word kani, he must have said kani, because obviously you're not going to have a kinyan without the word kinyan. Hachanami adam agav. So maybe even though it doesn't say agav, it really means that you need to say agav, even though the brisos don't spell it out explicitly. V'hilchas atziburin lo beinon. Agav ukni beinon, and the halach is you don't need it to be piled on, but you do need agav ukni. You do need the words agav and kni to be said. So main point number two, in order for a kinyan agav to work, you need to actually say the word agav and the word kni. Another shayla, ibaylu. Gemara raises a shayla. Sada b'mecher metaltum matana mahu. When a person gives his friend a field as a sale, and but the metaltalin that he's giving agav the field is a gift, so can agav work on that when they're two different types of transactions? One is a sale and one is a gift, or do they both have to be together? They both have to be a sale or both a gift. Tashma, Gemara brings a raya. Rav Gamliel had said on that story with the boat that Isur Shani Asud Lamud Asun Yeshua Mekama Muskalo Mekama Muskalo, that the 10% that he was going to give to Rabbi Yeshua as Meiser Rishon to the Levi, he was giving to Rabbi Yeshua, and yet it was acquired through a Kinyan Agav on land that he was Muskarlo, that he was renting to him. Shmamina. So we see from there that it could be even two different types of transactions. I guess that's another main point. For Kinyan Agav, you can have the land and the metaltlin with two different types of transactions. Meaning, one could be a sale, one could be a rental, one could be a sale, one could be a gift. Ibayul, the Gemara raises another question: Sada le'echon metaltlin la'achir mahu? Can you do a kinyan agav where the field is going to one person and the metaltlin is going to another person? Tashma, the Gemara says, bring a raya. Isur shani yasal lama nasan la'kiv ben Yosef kedei sheyizkebo la'aniim. When he was giving the Maiserani on that boat, he was giving the Maiserani for the Aniyim, but Rabbi Akiva wasn't an Ani. Rabbi Akiva was acquiring it on behalf of the Aniyim, and Rabbi Akiva himself was renting the land. So you see that it works, even though it's a different person that's acquiring the land than that's acquiring the Metaltalin. So says Gemara, no, my Muskar, Muskar LeMaiser. Maybe when he accepted the money from Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel was being Maskar, was renting that land, not to Rabbi Akiva personally, but to the Aniyim. Viva Yisem, Shani Rabbi Akiva, Diyad Aniyim Hava. The other possible answer is Rabbi Akiva is different, because Rabbi Akiva, by extension, is always considered the hand of the Aniyim. So the last main point over here is that if a person can acquire with a Kinyan Agav, he can give the land. The Gemara, let's say it this way, that the Gemara raises a question whether you can give the land to one person and the metaltlin to someone else through a kinyan agav, and that question is unresolved. Gemara raises a question whether you can give the land to one person and the metaltlin to someone else, and that question remains unresolved. Maybe we'll stop there, and we'll pick up from there next time.